This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Bruchim Abam, welcome everyone. We continue in Daf HaShavua. Today we're learning Daf Kuf. That's a milestone. Daf Kuf in Yevamos. By the way, Kuf is a reference to Hashem. Why? The Svarim say Kuf is Gematria 186. 186 is Makayim. Hashem is the Makayim. So, anyway, here we go. The Braisa taught at the bottom of Tzadik Tesla Beis that there are 10 people that we don't give them truma in the threshing floor. A Cheresh, a deaf mute, a Shaita, a Katan, a Tumtum, an androgynous, an Eved, a woman, an RL, a Tameh, one who marries a woman who is not fitting for him. But all of these people, we send them truma to their home, except for a Tameh and someone who marries a woman who's not fit. So let's examine that. Bishlama Cheresh Ad V'Katan. I understand a deaf mute, an imbecile, and a katan lab b'nei deyaninu. They are not of intelligence. And Rashi says, therefore, it's a zilusa. It's disparaging for the truma to give the truma to such a person. I'm just going to mute because I think there's some background there. They're not b'nei deya. Rashi therefore says it's a zilusa to give them truma. Tumtum androgynous, tumtum and androgynous nami baria b'fnei atzmaninu. They are a creation in and of itself, meaning they're just a strange bird, and therefore what? Rashi says it's a zilusa. It's disparaging to give them truma. It's not honorable to truma to give to such an unusual species. Now there's a question, because a tumtum is not a baria b'fnei atzma. Tumtum is a undetermined, because it has a membrane covering its reproductive organ. So it's not a baria b'fnei atzma. So the Gemara doesn't mean halachically it's a baria b'fnei atzma. It means it just, you know, b'enei ha'am. It looks unusual, so it's not nice. Eved nami, dilma aseh asukim mishum liyuchsin. Eved also, we're afraid you're going to use the fact that the Eved, when you use the fact that the Eved ate Shuma to allow it to go up Liyuchsin. Again, this goes according to the opinion we had on Tzadik Tesla Beis, that Yermala mi Shuma Liyuchsin. Orel v'tame, someone who doesn't have a Mila, or someone who's Tame, why don't we give them? Demiasi, it's disgusting. Even if, let's say, they have an excuse for being an RL. It's just not nice to hand to such a being. Noisa isha shena agenas, so someone who marries a woman who's not fit for him, why can't we give him truma? Mishum kenasa, we penalize the person. Elo isha, my time, aloy, why wouldn't we give a woman? So we actually had this before on Daf Peivav. Pligi bara papa rav huna braid rav yeshua. It's machlekes rav papa rav huna braid rav yeshua. Chadam, our one opinion holds, Misham Grusha, because you're going to give her, but then you might give her even when you divorce her. Maybe you'll end up giving the woman even when she's divorced. But if you remember, the Gemara says, even a Bas Kohen, who even if she's divorced, she would then go back eating truma of her father, you still don't give her truma, because Atu Abas Yisrael. So one reason is because of Grusha, V'chadam, or Misham Yichud. Or you can't give her truma, you don't want her coming alone to the threshing floor. My benayu, what's the nafkamina between these two reasons? Ika benayu, ki dori de makarev lamasa. If you live, ika benayu, be dori, a threshing floor, de makarev lamasa, that's close to the city, but people don't hang out there. So there's a problem of yichud, because people don't hang out there. But there's no problem of misham grusha, because when you live close to the city, if anyone gets divorced, you'll find out about it. Inami d'mei rachak, or if it's far from the city, v'shchichi ba'inchi, and people do go there. So there's no yichud, but there's a problem of not knowing about a grusha. Now, the Braisa said, v'chulan m'shagrin lahem levateim, all of them we send to their houses, chutz mi tamei, except for a tamei, we sent to their houses, except for a tamei. Or someone who marries a woman who's not fit for him. In other words, all of them, we send to their houses, except for a tamei, who we're not even going to send to their house, or someone who marries a woman who's not fit. Aval orel, but a person who doesn't have a circumcision, mishagrinale, we do send to him. Says the Gemara, my taima, why would we send to someone who is an orel? Isn't it like a tame? Isn't it not nice? We can't give the orel personally because it's not nice. So then why do we send to his house? Say, oh, well, mishum de anus, it's not his fault. The fact that he doesn't have a circumcision, it's not really his fault. His brothers didn't end well for them, so it's not his fault that he doesn't have a mila. So Gemara says, Tamei nami ha'anus. Tamei is also an anus, you know. He didn't intentionally touch Tuma. It just happened. So Gemara says, yeah, but the anus of not having a mila is a more legitimate anus than the anus of becoming Tamei. So becoming Tamei, if you would have been more careful, you could have guarded. Hai nafish unsei. I don't remember that. You want to know, once he pledges to get rid of, could he eat the truma? I don't know. The reason he can't is because it's a knas. Look, I would think, you know, we'll believe it when we see it, but I don't know. I don't have firsthand yediyah about that. So the Gemara says, no, high onus, high nafish onsei. RL is more of an inus, v'hailoi nafesh anse, but Tumah is not such a big inus, because Tumah could have been avoided to some extent. Okay, Tan Rabbanan. Ha'eved v'ha'isha, slave and a woman, ein cholken lehem trum beis hagronos. We do not give them truma in the threshing floor. Uvemakam shecholken, and in a place that we give, noisin le'isha tchila, we give to the woman first, and we let her go immediately. I mean, we don't give a woman a threshing floor, and where we do give a woman a threshing floor, we give her first. Question is, huh? We just said we don't give a woman a threshing floor. What do you mean, and in a place that you do give? So Rishonim say, what do you mean? The only reason you don't give is because of, let's say, yichud. But if it's close, if there are people hanging out there, then we do give. Or the only reason you don't give is because of grusha. But if you're close to the city, then we would. So you have to say that this brisa holds that under all circumstances you don't give a woman, and therefore the question is, what do you mean of a makam shecholken noisin le'isha tchila? My kamar, what does this mean? It says more hachi kamar, not b'makam that we give a woman truma, but in a place where we give a woman ma'isarani, we give her first. B'makam shecholken ma'isarani noisin le'isha tchila. My taima, why mishum zilusa? It's disparaging to have a woman hang around on a line with other men. Amar Rava said, Merisha at first, Kehava Osi Gavra, when men came, Ve'itza and women, Ladino, when men and women came to court, Kamoi, before me, so I would first resolve the problem of the men and then resolve the problem of the women. Have a Sharina Tigra de Gavra Beresha, I would first resolve the problems of the men. First, why Amina? I said, the Mechayv B'mitzvahs, men are Chayv B'mitzvahs. By the way, that's a halacha. Let's say, you know, contrary to what they did on the Titanic, if, let's say, a man and a woman are drowning and you can only save one, the man would take precedence because the man is chayiv in mitzvahs. I remember I once went, my last year of yeshiva, to a rabbinic training something, and the presenter was talking about equality. He was a little bit more liberal-minded than I would have liked. And he was saying men and women are equal, and they have the same level of Kedusha. So I asked him, what do you mean? The Mishnah says in Harios that a man takes precedence over a woman for Lahachayoisai. and because a man is chayv in mitzvahs, and some of them mefarshim say umekudosh yoiser. So he didn't like that question. But you know, that's what it seems. But that's what it seems Rav is saying. But then Rav backtracked, and Rav said, "Bereisha amina d'chayv mitzvah." So what? They're mechayv mitzvah, so they take precedence. But kivin d'shaman alaha. Now that I heard this din that you're supposed to attend to the need of the woman, because it's not nice to have a woman hanging around with other men. Sharina tigur d'itzah bereisha. I tend to the need of the woman first. My time amishum zilusa, because it's disparaging. Now, remember the Kohen that got mixed up with the Eved? And then we say if later on in life, one of them frees the other, which implied that one does not have to free the other, but if one did free the other, now you're dealing with Safek Kohen, Safek Yisrael on each one. And we give each one the Chumras of Kohanim and the Chumras of Yisraelim. But the Gemara asks, Shichru, he freed him, Iboy in, Iboy loy. If he wants, he can. And if he doesn't, he doesn't have to. Vamai, why? Don't they have to free each other? Because in the meantime, they're in no man's land. Nobody could get married over here. Each one, they can't marry a kosher. They might be an eved. Can't marry a apostle. They might be a kohen. So don't they have to free each other? Right? Lisa shivchei in a yach. They can't marry shivchei. They might be a kohen. Bas chayrin ena yachal. Amarava ema koifin oisan umeshacharin ze'ezeh. We force them and they free each other. We force them and they free each other. Meaning, it's not that they're allowed to free each other, they are required. Fine. Now, what does it mean we put on them the chumras of a kohen and the chumras of a Yisrael? What's the chumra of a kohen and a chumra of a Yisrael? Well, do you know of any chumras that a kohen has? And so the gabe kohen, it's pasha, right? But what's the chumra of a Yisrael? The chumra of Yisrael is, I have a good one. You can't use another kohen. You can't ask a kohen to shine your shoes. You want the Gemara to say that? Can one kohen use another kohen? I was wondering about that. Can one kohen? May we give you the if one kohen can't use another kohen, so there's no chumra of a Yisrael. What do you mean a chumra of a Yisrael is you can't eat truma? Anyway, the Gemara asks, "Lamai hilchasa? What chumras of a kohen and Yisrael are there?" Amar of Papa, "Leminchasam," regarding a carbon mincha, because there's an interesting halacha. The mincha of a Yisrael requires kmitza. For all you menachos expert out there, the mincha of a Yisrael requires kmitza. You take off a fistful, and that fistful is burnt. The mincha of a kohen does not require a kmitza. Now, the mincha of Yisrael, you take off a kmitza, you burn it, and the rest is mutter to eat. The mincha of a kohen, you don't take off any kmitza, and you burn the whole thing. So the Gemara says, lemincha sam. Nikmetza is kmitzas Yisrael. It's, you do kmitza like the mincha of Yisrael. Ve'eino ne'achelas kmitzas kohanim. But it's not eaten like the mincha of a kohanim. Ha'ketza, so what do you do? Ha'koimez kara ba'atzmai. You are makriv of the koimetz on its own, as the koimetz of Israel. And what do you do with the shirayim? You can't eat it. V'hashirayim kraven ba'atzman. They bring it, you bring it by itself. So basically you take off a koimetz and you burn it, and then the rest of it you can't eat. So you take off a koimetz like Israel, and you don't eat the rest like a kohen. Frakti Gemara. What about the well-known principle in Zvachim, Ayin Vavim Beis Menachas Nun Ches? What about Ikri Kan, Kol Shemimenu Le'ishim, anything that a part of it was burnt on fire, Harehu Babal Saktiru, the rest of it cannot be burnt on fire. We darshan from Psukim, Rashi says, how could you be makter the shirayim? Maybe, now, if it's of a kohen, you're not. You're just burning the way you look at it is you burnt A, then you learned B, you're burning the whole thing. But maybe it's the mincha of Yisrael, and the shirayim is real shirayim, and there's a din of loy saktiru. It says, loy saktiru imenu isha l'Hashem, which we darshan, any time you take a little bit and you put it on the fire, anytime you burn something that's roy to be on the fire, the shirayim is bebal saktiru. So the Gemara says, there's a way out. Even though anything that's on the fire, you're not allowed to burn the rest, you're not allowed to burn the rest as a carbon. But you're allowed to burn the rest as firewood, because it's only loisak tiru as a ketoires, as a dover hektish. But you could burn it as stam, something to fuel the fire. I'm Rav Yehuda Brei, the Rav Shimon ben Pazi, the masak lula shemetzim, you burn it as firewood. Rav Elazar, the Tanya Rav Elazar Oimer, L'rech nichoyach yatamala, you can't burn it as a fragrant aroma of atamala l'shem etzim. But you could burn it as firewood. What is this talking about? Rashi says, it's Gemara in Zvachim daf ayin zayin, that if the limbs of a chatas got mixed with an oila, so the chatas you eat, the oila you burn. Reb Lezer says, you burn the whole thing. Aye, what do you mean? You're burning the chatas? Eh, the chatas, you view it like you're burning firewood. So it's not a problem of violating something that part of it goes to the fire, you can't put the rest on the fire, because you view the chatas that should be eaten as not burning a carbon, but burning as firewood. Rashi says on the first white line, and you're allowed to do that. Why mibnei takanas ha'olam? Says the Gemara, this is very nice according to Rebbe Lazar. Hanicha le Rebbe Lazar. El Rabban ma'ikilumeo, the rabbi say you can't do that. The rabbi say that something, if you can't put something on the fire, you can't put it on the fire, period. So the Gemara says there's another Eitzah. De Ovid like Rebbe Lazar Rebbe Shimon. You do like Rebbe Lazar Rebbe Shimon. The Tanya Rebbe Lazar Rebbe Shimon Omer, HaKoymeitz Karav La'atzmai, the Kmitzah is burnt by itself, Ashirai Mispazrin Al-Beis Hadeshen. And the remnant is scattered on the place of the ashes. What is this talking about? A Koyen who's Matame Hektish. And he brings a Minchas Choyte. And the Halacha by Minchas Choyte, it's even though normally a koyein, mincha, you don't do kmitza, this mincha is the one exception, the carbon of the koyein, choyte, by being metame, his kmitza, you do take a kmitza. But the shirayim of a Yisrael you eat, the shirayim of a minchas koyein you burn. Now, what do you do with the rest? Meaning, please take a look at Rashi. Rashi on the second wine line quotes Rebbe Lezer Bar Shimon Oimer, the koimetz is brought by itself and the shirayim is scattered on the Beis Hadeshen. So Rashi says, Gabe koyin hametame hektish, a koyin that renders hektish tameh, Bedali dalas. Now this is talking about a carbon oil of a yoyred. Carbon oil, there are the three possibilities. You could bring an animal, you could bring two birds, or you could bring a mincha. Now if Yisrael brings an oil of a yoyred, you do kmitza and you eat the rest. If a kohen brings an oil of a yoyred, there's a special chiddush, you still do kmitza. But you can't eat the rest, so what do you do with it? It says by the minchas choyte on the third wide line, v'hoysal a kohen kmincha. Which we darshan to mean koloimar im choyte zek koinu harehi kminchas Yisrael. Just like minchas Yisrael is nikmetzes, so too the Minchas Choyte of a Kohen is Nikmetzes. But we don't say just like Minchas Yisrael, Shiore Necholin, Avza Shiore Necholin. We don't say that. It's Kol El Tia. How? The Koimetz is brought by itself, and the Shirayim, you sprinkle, according to Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Shimon, on the base Hadeshen, lower down, in the place that you put the Trumas Hadeshen. Rebbe Shimon holds, you burn it. Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon says you put in the Trumas Hadeshen. So the Gemara is saying that what you do in a situation, in our Mishnah, of a Kohen who gets mixed with Yisrael, the Mincha, you do Kmitza like Yisrael, the rest, the first option was you burn it. But the Gemara says you can't, once maybe he's a Yisrael, and once something is burnt, you can't burn the rest. So the Gemara either says you burn it as firewood, or there's another option of burning it by the place of the Trumas Hadeshen. And even Reb Shimon, who doesn't give this Eitzah by the Minchas Koyein, that's because there's another Eitzah. There you could haka burn it. But here where you can't burn it, because we have a drush of Kol Shemimenu Le'ishim, you can't burn the rest. So then even Reb Shimon would agree, you put it in the makom of the Trumas Hadeshen. Va'afilu Rabbanon, even the rabbis, lo'i pligi alei de Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon, they don't argue with Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon, ele ben minchas choyte shel koyhanim, only by the minchas choyte of koyhanim, debas hakrovahi, where it is possible to burn. Aval hacha, but over here, afilu Rabbanon, even the rabbis, meaning even Reb Shimon, moide, that a good Eitzah is to put it in the makom of the Trumas Hadeshen. Okay, everyone. Thanks, everyone, for joining. We have one more shir before the holiday of Passover. And hopefully over Chol HaMoed, we could get in some learning. We'll have to figure out the schedule. And wish you, I hope to see you tomorrow, 9:15. Kol Tov, everyone. Have a great day. Okay, bye.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.